Dictation for Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Rushford, R-U-S-H-F-O-R-D, July 6, 57. Address as a letter to Dr. Lee, T-A-N-L-I, 584-0307. Dear Dr. Lee, follow up for Mr. Rushford, who has advanced renal failure, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Last visit in May. Ex-wife mentioned when he stands up and walk, is extremely weak to the point of shaky. There has been at least one falling episode. Not clear to me from weakness or loss of consciousness. He did not go to the emergency room. There was no focal deficit, no significant trauma, nothing to suggest fracture. This is not a seizure. He is awake when he has the tremor. Otherwise, he's for the most part wheelchair bounded. Appetite is fair, way down from 141 to 134. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding. He eats two meals a day. No change in urination. Denies cloudiness or blood. Presently, no major edema. No discolor of the toes. Denies claudication symptoms. Has chronic dyspnea. Denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine. No purulent material hemoptysis. He is a smoker. Chronic cough. Denies chest pain palpitations. Denies localized pain. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. Blood pressure, Norvasc. Albuterol as needed. No anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today weight 134, chronically ill, wheelchair bounded, COPD abnormalities, distant, few ronchitis, no RALS, no consolidation, probably fusion, appears regular, no pericardial wrap, prior right-sided carotid endarterectomy, no gross JVD, no ascites tendon mesomasis, I don't see major edema, he has a chronic right-sided foot drop. He is awake, alert, oriented time 3. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Few days ago, creatinine was at 4.4. That will be a GFR of 14, stage 5, low sodium 132, normal potassium, low bicarbonate 9 with a high chloride 113, low albumin 3.2, corrected calcium low normal, phosphorus less than 4.8, anemia 11.8, with large red blood cells close to 104, a normal white blood cell and platelet. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. TKD progressive, presently stage 4-5. Discuss again issues about dialysis, preparing with an AV fistula. He keeps saying that he would like to make final decisions when the time comes. He, however, was willing to prepare with a fistula by the surgeon. It takes time to schedule that and for the actual fistula to mature. He's willing to proceed in that direction. There has been no obstruction or urinary retention. Kidneys are small. Next number. Mild anemia, EPO for hemoglobin less than 10. Recently iron deficiency with excellent response to intravenous iron from a hemoglobin of 9.4 to presently 11.8. Next number, severe metabolic acidosis, started on bicarbonate replacement twice a day. Next number, low sodium, represents fluid intake, needs to minimize amount of liquids. Next number, poor nutrition. Next number, phosphorus elevated, but less than 4.8, presently no binders. Next number, hypertension, fair, continue low dose of Norvasc. Next number, a mass on the right kidney. However, he has multiple issues. He is a smoker, high risk for cancer, He has COPD abnormalities. This, unfortunately, will have to go back to a lower level of priority for the next few months. Next number, extensive atherosclerosis with prior right-sided carotid endarterectomy. He has ischemic cardiomyopathy, prior vascular stents, presently not symptomatic. He has preserved ejection fraction, has grade 2 diastolic dysfunction. Next number, anaphylaxis to ACE inhibitors. All is to discuss at length with the patient and ex-wife. He continues testing every 2 weeks. We will start dialysis based on symptoms. We will keep adjusting other parameters and educating patient, end of dictation.